You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to another Locked On Wolves podcast. This is your host, of course, Colton Molesky, and we are going to be talking about player value, who is expendable, who is not, all that good stuff. But first of all, these NBA playoffs. I would love to know what has been your guys' favorite series so far. First and second round favorite series. I would definitely have to go 1A Portland Thunder, 1B would be Toronto and the 76ers. Those have been my two favorite for sure. Just from an entertainment value to watching specific players to seeing fan bases get really into it and get really into the playoff spirit, I guess it would be. From all of those factors, those have been my two favorite series, the 76ers-Toronto series, obviously still going on, but those far and away have been my two favorite. I would love to know from you guys which ones have been your two favorite series to watch and to take in. And yeah, hit me up on Twitter, or you could probably go on Facebook. You guys see my name, so you could definitely contact me on Facebook. I really do not care. Go ahead and do it. I just want to know what you guys have enjoyed watching. It would be interesting for me. All right, so let's talk about players and player value. I was thinking about this the other day because I don't know about you guys, I am a huge Game of Thrones fan. I really love watching this show, really love how the characters have developed over all these years watching the show, really have enjoyed the twists and turns of the plot, have enjoyed, and mostly have enjoyed that it's a big series where they build this entire world, right? And a lot of times when you see a show like this, they build a whole world. And then over the course of a couple seasons, they kill off maybe one character, so then it gets to be too much. You're following too many story threads. Holes in the story start showing up more and more often just because they can't keep all of these going with the time constraints they have on each episode, and it gets to be a little bit of a mess. And I appreciate this show because they're always willing to sacrifice characters for plot, to make the plot stronger and to make the story stronger. And I don't think you see that a lot. I think there's a lot of shows that are kind of scared to lose characters and scared that they might lose fans because they lost that specific character. And so I appreciate that about Game of Thrones a lot. And over the last couple episodes, if you've been tracking with season 8, over the last couple episodes, we've lost some dudes. We've lost some players. They've lost a few characters over the last couple episodes that maybe have shocked people, maybe surprised some people. I guess obviously you know you're gonna lose some characters in the main battle, Winterfell. But then the last episode you lose another dragon. You have all these characters dying left and right over the last couple episodes, and kind of setting par for the course and maybe exceeding a little bit as far as what you expect from the show. But they're still a surprise, even though you know these guys are going to get picked off. And it made me think. I was like, okay, so in a show where no one is safe, who would be the guys that never get killed off? And it's got to be like Jon Snow. I would be absolutely floored if they killed him. Arya, who killed the Night King, Arya, one of the Starks. I would be shocked if she died. I don't know. It's not too many characters past that that I would be absolutely floored if they died, including the Last Dragon. And when I was thinking about this, this is a long way to get around to my point, and if you're getting bored, I apologize. But as I was thinking about that, I thought, well, who? We're going into free agency here. Who on the Timberwolves, who garners this kind of respect from me, where I would be absolutely floored if the Timberwolves moved this player and moved these assets, who would just floor me if they got moved? And so I'm going through the roster, and these are some of the players that would absolutely shock me if they got moved, and if they got traded away. So right off the bat, I think Josh Okogie falls nicely into this list. Josh Okogie is a guy, you have him on a rookie deal. You got him at a really good value. I think 20th in the draft is actually pretty solid now, seeing his body of work. He finished the year, he's averaging 23. He played in 74 games, so you've gotten plenty of experience under his young collar. And he's averaging 7.7 points per game, 23.7 minutes. He's shooting 38% from the field, 27.9% from the floor, which is rough. 72% from the charity stripe, averaging just about 3 rebounds per game, 1.2 assists, 1.2 steals, and 0.4 blocks. Not bad, not bad. But I would, there is growth here. There is a lot, I feel like a lot more growth than you get to see just by looking at stats. If you're going off of how he has developed over the course of a season, I think you see a drastic shift. Like, for example, if you go back to November, and you go to the month of November, and he's averaging 6.5 points, he's shooting 37% from the field, he's averaging just a couple rebounds, assists, or less than an assist per game. He's very raw. You see him making a lot of defensive mistakes. He's only averaging a half a steal per game. You see him making a lot of defensive mistakes. He's not really confident yet. He's over-pursuing sometimes, or he's under-pursuing because he's made a mistake, and now he's afraid of making another mistake. Same thing in December. He's still averaging about the same amount of minutes, 16 minutes per game in both months, but he's averaging less points, shooting a little bit worse, still not making a huge impact defensively, not as much as you would hope. Or about the same amount of assists as well. And then you see as he starts to grow, December, January, February. Now you jump to March, and you jump ahead a little bit, and he's averaging more points, averaging more minutes, shooting 44% from the field, shooting 32% from the 3-point line. He's averaging over 3 rebounds per game. He's averaging about a steal and a half per game. He's got more confidence defensively. He's in the right spots. His shooting has come along. He's not scared to pull up from deep anymore, and he's actually knocking some of those down. He's found his spots. That's another thing too, is that early on in the season, he looked really like he didn't know exactly. Like, obviously, right away from the get-go, he's super athletic. He can beat defenses in transition. But outside of that, just in like half-court offense, he didn't really seem to have spots that he knew where to go to get for sure buckets. And then you see, like in April, still he's not averaging a ton of points and he's not shooting a lot, but he's shooting 40% on the shots he is getting. And he's averaging basically 2 steals per game. He's shooting 30% from the 3-point line. He's shooting 80% from the charity stripe, playing 24 minutes per game. He's a lot better on-ball defender at this point in the season. He's grown, so you watch the progression of his growth so drastically over the course of a season. That's really encouraging. If you're a Timberwolves fan and you've been watching this team, then you know what I'm talking about. You should be excited about Josh Okogie. So you look at those stats throughout the course of a season, and you know that those aren't really numbers that hold true and don't reflect how far he's come this season when you're looking at just the season totals. And other numbers, I think, could still grow and get better. I mean, if you look at his season totals, 6.9 nice shot attempts per game from the field, 2.9 3-point attempts per game. And so I think both of those are numbers that could take a little bit of a step forward as well. I mean, I would be comfortable with him being a player who gets 10, 12 shots per game, and maybe 4 or 5 of those are 3-point shots. And I think that's a perfect role for him, and seeing him get a little more involved in the offense. And I think he's earned that because you've seen his shots go up, And his, more importantly, his efficiency has gone up. His shooting percentage has gone up throughout the year from both marks and even from the free throw line too, because he was only averaging 2.2 free throw attempts per game. If he's driving more, I think he's getting to the line more, and I think that he's one of those guys you want at the charity stripe, especially if he keeps shooting the way he finished out the season. So I would be really shocked if you trade him, because he's one of these assets. He's a really young, cheap asset that's already starting to mature. He's already starting to come along as a player and as a well-rounded player too, not just as an offensive piece or a defensive piece. Both sides he's growing in throughout the course of this first season. And if that's kind of, I know that it's always a gamble with young guys, whether this is this is a one-year thing, or this is the progression of what they're going to do as a career professional. But if you're just going off of this year, you got to say to yourself, well, if he took these steps, it's pretty logical to think he could take this step, or at least these next couple of steps in this season. It's not out of the realm of possibility to see him ending up here, since he went from here to here in the first season. So I would be shocked if they traded him. Obviously, we're not talking about Towns, because that's ridiculous. They're not trading Towns. But I would be shocked if they traded him. I would be shocked if they traded Wiggins. And I will get to that after this break for some sponsors. Oh, that's a professional tease. All right, let's get to some sponsors. Colt Molesky here, talking about the NBA. The NBA players that would shock me if they were not on the Wolves next season. And the players that I cannot see them getting rid of and not see them playing without in the next NBA season. And we went over Josh Okogie, and we talked about, or I talked about, I don't know why I say we. I'm used to having a co-host, I guess. Talked about why I would be shocked if he was not on the Timberwolves. And now I want to talk about Wiggins quick, because I would be floored if they didn't have him on the team. I don't know if it's for the right reasons or the reasons you want as a fan of the Timberwolves, but I would be stunned if they actually got somebody to take him. And it's, and I hope that Wiggins can keep developing. You really do, right? You really want him to keep growing, and you just hope for the good of everybody that that he can develop a little bit more and maybe find a little bit more of a rhythm, find a little more of his confidence back. But at the end of the day, we kind of know what he is, and other teams know what he is too, and so I can't see them moving off of this contract anytime soon. I can see maybe in a couple years when it's further down the road and a team is not committing to 3 or 4 years of Wiggins, but 2 years of Wiggins, and taking a risk on 2 years of Wiggins. I can see that. I cannot see any team taking a chance on him in the next couple of years, just because it's so much money over so many years. It's such a big commitment. And I don't think the Timberwolves have the guys. You'd have to package like Tyus Jones, Josh Okogie with him to get him out of the building. I don't think you can't give up that many guys to get rid of Wiggins. I've said this before on the show. That's one of those where you're making a mistake to cover up another mistake, which is just is no good. And so I can't see him leaving. I would be shocked if they found a suitor to take him off their hands. And that's more cap space is tight for a lot of teams, and the teams that do have some cap space, they're going to want more young talent. They're in full rebuilding mode. And they're going to want younger, Wiggins is a young guy, but young guys on cheaper deals probably. And so, I would be shocked if they were able to sell him. Final thing here is the Timberwolves draft pick. Now, I know it doesn't sound great maybe to have the third thing that would surprise me as far as what the Timberwolves didn't have next year is their draft pick. But hear me out here. So the lottery is happening on May 14th. Right now, the Timberwolves have a 3% chance to grab this top pick. So there's a chance this could be really good. And I know it's not good, but hey, 1 in a million. There's a chance, baby. You're saying there's a chance. Even if they don't get that, though, which they probably don't, at 12, I think I would be shocked if the Timberwolves moved on from this pick. I think if you try and trade out of the Gorgie contract, there's a bunch of pieces you could give up that the Timberwolves would be comfortable moving on with, like Tyus Jones, where you still wouldn't have to give up this pick. I don't want them to give up this pick. I like the young assets they have. I like this young core of guys that they have on this team. I talked about Josh Okogie, Covington, Saric, obviously Towns. But even if you're going with some of the sketchier guys, I mean, Wiggins is still a young guy. I like having a young core around a young star. I really like that because you're building you're hoping that these guys can be good together then for a few years. And I like the idea of bringing in another dude, especially a guard to fill in for when Teague moves on. And so with this 12, even if you're at 12, you could draft, I mean, you could feasibly draft Kevin Porter Jr., I really like, from USC. You could draft Darius Garland out of Vanderbilt. I know he was injured and you haven't seen as much as you want to, but he is an amazing guard and a really good scorer, really good scorer. I think that he is a guy who would be really valuable on this Timberwolves team. Both those dudes will be improvements for this team and I think would add something to their offense and to their backcourt. And then too, if you're able, like if somebody falls, who's the guy who maybe if they drop, you could be right there to scoop him up, or you could maybe make a little trade to bump up a couple spots. I mean, if a guy, I know that he's been projected higher and higher in the playoff, or in the through March Madness, he's gone a little bit higher up on boards every single round. But Kobe White is somebody who, if he drops out of that 6 to 8 range, and he's sitting there at 11, 12, maybe he's somebody the Timberwolves would be able to scoop up, another point guard, shooting guard combo, kind of guard who could really help the Timberwolves scoring, really fast athlete who could help them put a lot of points up on the board. So bolstering their backcourt with another young dude, I think, is a lot more important than trying to move on from a bad contract, which is what I see. I can see them pairing this pick with a contract like Gorgie's to move on from it. And so I don't want that to happen. I really like having that pick. I think that pick is super valuable, and I think that pick will end up being a super good player for them. So keep the pick. Keep Josh Okogie. They're probably going to have to keep Wiggins. Those are the guys. Those are the Game of Thrones type shocks. And you'll notice there might be some of you that take issue that like Covington wasn't on this list. I can see them moving on from Covington. I can see a scenario where they trade do a trade with a team for Covington. Maybe we can get into that close to the draft. But I can see trades where you move on from Covington or Sarge. I cannot see a trade that is good where you move on from Towns or Josh Okogie or this pick. I don't want to lose this pick. I think this pick actually could be pretty good. In a draft where everyone's saying it's super shallow, I think they could actually get a pretty solid player with this pick. And we'll see. We'll see if I'm right. We'll see if that pans out. That's all I got for you guys today. Thanks for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.